Should police cars carry sponsored logos like NASCAR race cars? That's the question being put to Queensland Police after photos appeared online of branded police vehicles designed as part of a campaign to raise awareness of driving deaths in the outback. The inclusion of one sponsor, mining company Santos, has proved particularly controversial after police vehicles with the company's logo appeared in a region where the company mines for coal seam gas. Julian van der Zee has the story.
The issue of corporate branding on police vehicles was first raised back in 2008 when the logo of private company, Brisbane Airport Corporation, appeared on all Queensland police vehicles. The $100,000 sponsorship deal, in association with Crime Stoppers, was designed to raise awareness about the public's ability to report on criminal activity. Fast forward to the present, and a new campaign by the Queensland Police Service, Stay on Track Outback, is facing backlash after corporate sponsorship appeared on promotional police vehicles. There are a variety of sponsors, including the Royal Automobile Club of Queensland and Channel 9's regional broadcasting service, Impaja. One sponsor is proving particularly controversial, Santos. Megan Kuhn and her husband and son are farmers in the New England Northwest region of New South Wales. They live in the southwestern corner of the Liverpool Plains, graziers for cattle and sheep. They've witnessed firsthand the community's response to the police vehicles emblazoned with the Santos logo.
I mean, it's basically caused outrage in our community. We have believed for some time that we're not being listened to by government, and basically there's proof now that, you know, the police aren't going to be impartial to be listening to our concerns should they be called to, you know, a protest where people may or may not be breaking the law. But if Santos were to contact them and ask them to attend, you know, their impartiality has been compromised, we believe, and it's just a really poor sign in our community that it's been taken this way.
While the Queensland Police Service has acknowledged that they are taking the Stay on Track Outback campaign outside of their state to raise awareness, Mrs. Kuhn believes that a photo circulating online of two roadside vehicles in New England is no accident.
It's very unlikely that two vehicles just happen to pull up in that sort of formation right beside a road sign that also displays Narrabri, which happens to be where Santos are actually targeting their initial development and their new gas field that they're working towards getting approval for of 850 wells is known as the Narrabri Gas Project. So to see that on the road sign there is, smells very much of a Santos stage photos for PR.
When contacted, a spokesperson for Santos stressed that the three vehicles, a camper van and two utes, were educational tools and were not in fact operational police patrol vehicles. They also said that Santos is proud to support a program that promotes safe driving and is saving lives in outback Australia. However, New South Wales Greens MP Jeremy Buckingham, spokesperson on coal seam gas and mining, believes a boundary has been crossed.
The campaign is servicing two purposes. Sure, it's building awareness about road safety and health on our, and making sure people are safe on our roads and the like, but it's also a PR exercise for Santos. It's a PR exercise for a company that is desperate to try and win community support. And now what they're doing is trying to buy that support by an association with clearly a respected part of our community, the police.
He is also concerned that this may set a precedent for further private company branding on publicly owned services.
Would it be okay for the ambulance service to have tobacco advertising on it? Would it be okay for the ambulance service to have alcohol advertising? Your ambulance brought to you by VB. No, it's not. And this is a similar situation. There's a conflict of interest because all across Queensland, New South Wales and Victoria, people are opposing coal seam gas. They're protesting, and at those protests, the police are in attendance to ensure that there's public safety and the law is upheld.
Mrs. Kuhn has been surprised by the public backlash.
You know, I do believe that it's actually gone particularly wrong for them, and it's been rated in the top 99.9% of the Twitter feed over the weekend to see that sort of level of response in community is just amazing.
Queensland Police did not respond when asked for comment.